Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefonov. Malochim, Rashi says Malochim Mamish. So there's a pshat. What does it mean Malochim Mamish? Whenever a person does a Maisa Mitzvah, the emes is Boiri Malach. When you do a Maisa Veir Rachman Litzlon, Shlechta Malach. Mamish is Rosh Hashanah, Malochim Mi Mitzvahs She'osa. That says from the Maisim that he does, that creates the Malach. Now when a person does a Mitzvah Taka with the Richtige Kavona and the Richtige Maivus and the Richtige Islavus, then the Malach is Taka Malach Bori. When an Aveira is done but with a Krecht and not as I got, is the Shlechta Malach, is the Shvach. That says it's all parallel. It's a beautiful word, like I mean, this idea by the Akedah. State of the Akedah that the Malach comes and says to Avraham Avinu, Ati Adati, Kirei Lechimato, Volechasach des Binchas Yichidecha Mimeni. What does it mean, Chasach des Binchas Yichidecha Mimeni? Shatta Zay, because the Emes Avram had a dilemma. He hears the Malach is telling him now not to Shech Yitzchak. But Lemaisa, he has a Chashach that the original mitzvah was Taki yet to do it. Now there's suddenly up to plan B, something is changing, there's a detail. But it's not Mamish the Bumba that was supposed to be. So the Malach tells him, no. And this is the full delivery. You delivered the goods. You did the job. How do you know? Me many. Zok the Malach. Because I'm the Malach. I'm the Malach that was just created now from your Nesoyin. And you see what kind of Malach I am. He's telling you. So me many. From that certain Malach, you're able to see that that's how Gevaldik it was. So again, we said Mamish is Rosh Tevis Malachim Mimitzah Shosa. The MS is far most right that there's three Mahalchim. That Yaakov is already the third one. There's Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. And all three of them are Rosh Hashanah Mamash. By Torah, there's Mikra, Mishnah, and Shas. Avodah is Milchama Erev and Shacharis, is davening. And by Gemilas Chasodim is Michael, Mashke, and Shenga. So from all the Inyonim, you have the Inyon of the Mamash. The Ramban writes that the Yisoidis that we have in Parshas Vayishlach is Be'etzem, L'doyrois, how Ma'isa Ovesim and Labonim, Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yaakov, the Bnei Yisrael are supposed to reckon with Torah, with the Matzav of Melchoma, with either Tfilah, with Doyroin, or with Melchoma. But interesting, the Lashon of the Ramban is Hatzolah B'derech Melchoma, Livroyach Ulihinotzel, to try to escape and save yourself. Rav Volbe writes that Rav Yeruchim, his mashgiach, Batchala, thought that maybe it's a mistake, that this that it said Levroyach is for Christ. That's not Tachsisi Mulchama to be by Reach. But in the end, he said, Adam, you have to know sometimes that's the Mahalach. The Mahalach is to be by Reach. You have to know what Tachsisi Mulchama are. So Yaakov sends a message to Esav, Kaisoimron, in Lovangarti, Voecher Adato. Everyone knows Lovangarti is Tariyad Mitzvah Shamarti. So beautiful word of the Kerem Chemed. It says Koi Soimran. Koi, we know the Gemara says in Soita, Taflamid Gimel, that whenever it says Koi, it means Dafti Balashan Koidish. The Gemara there in Soita handles which things have to be said Balashan Koidish and which things are said in any Lashon. So Koi, whenever it says Koi, it means Dafti Balashan Koidish. Why over here is there a remez Dafti Balashan Koidish? So after Azai, because if you look at the Targum says in Lovin Dorit. The Targum from Garti is Dorit, to live. Dalud Reish Yutov. But as we know, we spoke about this other times. Garti is Lashon of Taryag. But you have to know in Taryag, you have to do exactly Taryag. Not less, that's Baltigra, but not more either. You have to do exact. V'hoya kasher torid, Yaakov is told by the brachas. Ufarak, Yitzchok says to Esav by the brachas, v'hoya kasher torid, ufarak to ulam el tzavarecha. Doing one more, Baltoysev is also a problem for Prikazol. Because you have to do a kasher tziv Hashem, not more, not less. No, over here, the message of Elov and Garti, that was Zog and Koi, Lashon Koidish. Because if you look at the Targum is Taka Dorit, it's Tafresh Yudalit, it's Yenidin of Vayikash Torah. That's over here, but Diktuk, it's Maloshna Koidish. The whole confrontation from Yaakov and Esav, that's already starts in last week's parsha. Mimeayichi Paredu, Rivka didn't know what's going on, but now we have to talk of the confrontation of Yaakov's Mul Esav. You have to understand that the Shroshim, it's a Mayrit Gazach, the Ritva writes, in his Pirush on the Agadah Shel Pesach, Yaakov and Esav are twins. It's not like Yitzchak and Yishmael, that it's from a different mother. Yaakov and Esav are twins, and it's not Gradetz as they. Be'etzem, they come from the same Shoyrish, from the same Tipa. Same mother, the same father. we even spoke, I think we spoke last week, that even though Yitzchak is not considered Esav's father, ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazer, v'lai kol Yitzchak, but Rivka is the mother. It says, Ein Yaakov Esav, it says in the end of last week's parasha. So it's Avada from Oisei Kippah. Now, because they separated, it's Mavio, we know that Esav already, the story starts when Avram was Nifter, they were both 15 years old, and Esav on that day, besides the Mezalz of the Bechayr, Esav, the Gemara says in the end of Hashutfim of Ababasra, he was over in Chamisha Averis, Ritzicha, Giliarayis, Avodazor, Kfir, Beikar. What? Punk, it was that day, punk. Shatazai, there's a taich over here. There was a world before Avram, Terach's world. And in Terach's world, there was all the Midas Megunas, and there was Gimel Averis, and there was Shrek Chazav. That was Terach's world. Asara Darvis Minayach. Avram created a different world. Avram made a mitzvah, he brought Chesed, and he brought the Hemshev now of the Gimel of the Midos. Avram has created a different world. On the day that he's Nifter, and this is all the difference, Yaakov is Mamshech Darkov. So he's still in Avram's world. Esav, that's exactly the problem. He thinks that he's a Sholem, he thinks that he's Osoi, that he's already finished, he doesn't need any changes, he doesn't need any fixing, he doesn't need the Mamshech Darkov, Yaakov. So he's in the rest world. He's not in Avram's world. That day already, Chamisha Averis, all this record of things. It's not a coincidence, punk, that it happened that day. It's the nakuda of that Yaakov wants to connect to the Avos, and Esav doesn't. Now here, there's going to be a confrontation, and Esav's coming with the Arba Meisish. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oy Vayetzer Loi. So there's a double lashon. Vayira Vayetzer. Rashi says Vayira Shema Yaharoik. He'll get killed. Yaharoik Yitzer Shema Yaharoik Acher. He's also skilled at killing others. In spite of the fact that the MS, it's not a Geshmak Azach, Shem Yaharik Acherim. The Kli Yoker says a different shot. What does he mean by Yetzer Loi? Because Yaakov mistakenly thought that it must be that Yitzchak was Nifter, because he knew that Esav is not coming after him until Yitzchak is Nifter. So he was by Yetzer Loi that he thought of about the Petirus Yitzchak. The Beis Halevi, a famous Mahalo for the Beis Halevi, he says that this. It says later on, Yaakov is frightened of the bite of Esav, but he's also frightened from the kirva of Esav. Miyad Ochi. He doesn't want him as a close brother either. That's also not good for Yaakov. So the Vayira is that he's going to get killed. By Yetzer, that maybe Esav is going to become too close. That's the Beis Halevi's pshat. There's another pshat that we know that even though Yaakov Demis says, in love and garanti, with HaMitzvah Shema, there are definitely a few issues that maybe he has to deal with. One of them is that he was Noisei Beis HaChoyis, we talked about it last week. Various Hezberim, why he was mutter for him to do, Avodah. It's, the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, by the Siddhis Lev Yosin, that Yaakov says, I'm not Roy, because Niseiti LeBeis HaChoyis, Mash Asidah Torah LeAshron Alai. So there's Epis and Nidnur of an Avera of Beis HaChoyis. Another issue that maybe Yaakov has to deal with is Kibbut Av. He was told to go away, but he stayed an extra 14 years in Yeshiva. So Vayira Vayetzel is a remez. Vayira, because of Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tiro, the Indian of Kibbut Av. Vayetzer, the Pasuk by Achoyis Ishto, he says, Isha L'Achoyis L'Isikach Litzror. So Vayetzer is a Lashon of Litzror, the Tzoris and Lazul, marrying two sisters. And Vayira is representative of the Indian of the Kibbut Av. The emes is later, when Yaakov Avinu confronts the Tzoris Shal Esav, the Gemara says in Chulin, that Tzadi Aleph, that it's a Machloikis, how was it Nidmeloi? In what form did the Tzoris Shal Esav come? And it's a Machloikis in the Gemara, whether it came as a Talmud Chochom, can Talmud Chochem Nidmeloi, or can Nochri, like a Goy? So I heard the Chassam says that's the same Indian. Because the Sari Shalaisid is shepherding him on an akutis torpa, on a weak spot, on something that he had a problem with, either marrying two sisters or the Kibbut Av. So Talmud Chochem is a remes to the Indian of Kibbut Av, because Lufia Emes, he was allowed to stay in Yeshiva, as the Gemara says in the Gilad Daf Zayin, Gedoy la Talmud Torah, Yois in the Kibbut Av. So that's the Talmud Chochem represents the Kibbut Av. And the Goy represents the marrying two sisters. A Goy can marry two sisters. So Nidmeloi Kegoy is representing that issue. There's another part from Shlomo Kluger we spoke last week. Ham Esav buy the Bechayra Ayat to Dover Shalai Bala Oilam, the Ktsois asks the Kash and Simon Reisha and Ches. Last week we spoke out the Ktsois' Teretz and the Rivosh's Teretz and various other Tzurzim. But there's a Teretz that the Pshat is, we've said, Ram Shif says it also, that when you, by Yishav Aloi, Esav swore to Yaakov. And when you make a Shavua, that makes a stronger Darag of Gemir's Das, then it's able to be Chal and Dover Shalai Bala Oilam. But if Esav is going to die, and that's what it means, Shema Yaharig Acher, Yaakov is worried if he's going to get Esav killed, that's also a problem. Why? Because then he's going to lose out on his Bechayra. This that he bought the Bechayra, that it was Chal, and the Dabash Legal Oilam, is only Kozma, that Esav is alive, that he's able to get it from him. Now Esav, Yaakov has a plan. Im yavoy Esav el hamachne ha'achas v'hikahu, v'hoya hamachne ha'nishar lifleito. This is a very big yesoid, bechlal, in life, and bechlal when you have a confrontation with something. Make a plan A, and try to stick to it. But if it doesn't work, have plan B also in ready, recorded in your GPS. Have it built in. Know where your destination is, but also know that you have to sneak out and go the other way. Have the backup plan. But there's another shot, a little bit on Pidrush. We know, and again, Parashas Vayishlach is always about how Yidden survived through the Golus. That's what Gid HaNoshe is all about, Ki Yidua, in the Sefer HaChinuch. When it talks about Gid HaNoshe later, that the Indian of Gid HaNoshe represents Yaakov surviving, Klal Yisrael surviving in confrontation with the Sori Shel Esav. But there's a pshat, you know, a lot of times the Goyim thought, the Yidden thought that maybe Davka they have to be miscarif to the Goyim, and they have to be like them, and maybe only be a Yidden in your house, but out on the street be like a Goy. And that's a shreklecha mistake, ki yidua. And that's what we spoke before from the Beis HaLevi, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. He didn't want the ochi from Esav either. But Bederach Drush, that's the pshat. It goes like this. In Yovaya Esav elamachane ha'achas. If you think that you're going to be smart and you're going to become with Esav as one, and then it's going to be good for you, red zichayim, vihikohu. Then first he's going to give you klap. V'hoya ha'machane ha'nishar, if your attitude is fakert, that we're leftovers, we're in gullus, we're on the sidelines. Then, leflata, that is the survival mode for a yid in gullus. When you're in gullus, don't think that you can become ke'echas, fakir, you try to become one with them, it's vihiko. There's a beautiful word. The pasuk says in Tehillim Shamreini Ke'ishoin Bas Oyin. It was the day before the Yosef of the Bas Oyin. This is something else. Shamreini Ke'ishoin Bas Oyin. That the pasuk in Tehillim is describing that Hashem should protect us like Bas Oyin is like the thing in the eye, like the apple of the eye, like the center of the eye. The eye, the ayin, is the most sensitive aver in the Guf Adam. Most Evorim of the Adam, outside Evorim, if you give it a hit, if you hit it, if you bite it, it's a tsar, it's a pain. But if you kiss it, right, that's what ended up happening with Esav then, Vayishokehu. An eye is so sensitive, you can't even kiss someone's eye if it's open. That's what we're saying. It's not a bite from it, but we don't want his kiss either. We don't want the connection. V'hoya hamachana nishar lefleta. It's Yedua, the Chofetz Chaim, Ramei Simcha also, this is gedruckt in Meshachofim, but the Chofetz Chaim also, these are Gedoyim that were in the 1920s and the 1930s, they knew about what was coming, about the Shrek L'Chachorbin that happened in Europe. It's gedruckt. They knew about it, and they said about it, what's going to be. And it's Yedua that the Ponev Jerob was by the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim told him, the Hoya Hamachana Hanishar Lefleta, he told him the Pasuk in Oivadio, which is in this week's Haftoira, if you go to Ponevich Yeshiva, there's a big, big sign, huge letters. That's what the Ponevich came. He was in Eretz Yisrael already before the creek started. And he started building a yeshiva. It's a fella, everyone told him he was building a yeshiva on a huge hill, a tremendously large yeshiva that was going to have a base medrash that was going to be able to hold 100 bachrim. Could you imagine? Half the size of Shami Simcha. I'm talking Anak. So it was going to hold 100 bachrim, and they were saying, he had 8 talmidim, they were saying, the Ponev Shrava, Rommel was in Egypt, the Nazis were a few miles away, they were bombing already in Tel Aviv, and the foot army of the Nazis were mamish a few kilometers from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. And it was clear that he was heading on the way. And the Ponev Shrava said, no, Vahar Tzion Tiyah Pleita, and they told him, but you're dreaming. He says, yeah, but I'm not sleeping. And that was the Maisa. Uvahar Tzion Tiyah Pleita. So Esav finally meets up with him, and he sees that he has these 11 children. Acharas of Yoladov. Rashi asks, "V'dina heichan hoisa?" So Dina was in a table, and he locked her up. So Esav shouldn't be nice in Einavbo. Ulachein zok Rashi nenas Yaakov. I heard once of Shad, Esav was worried. Yaakov was worried. He didn't want that. It's a it's Oymik Nikavar Pasitz, he may nay it, and it's a Chabal, because maybe she would have been Matzliach. But I'm fetching it that it's part of what Yaakov was worried about. That's the last thing he needed. Shema Tachzirena Lemutov. But you see, Ramah the Gazat, that Dina would have the Koyach, and Esav had a Choshev Zayda, a Choshev Tata, Choshev a twin brother. And we see it was Farfalan, or maybe the right wife. This is for Sheva Brachas Torah, that the Dina could make the Mapecha. How did Rashi know that Dina was the one missing? Maybe a different shade was in the box, and Dina was there, Acharasar Yaladov. So pass this, because in Dina we have a Hezber. What would be the Hezber if Naftali was missing? What would be the Pshat? But the Goin says, that we know that the Gemara says in Zvachim that the Beis HaMikdash was in Chelkei Shel Binyamin, because Binyamin was the only one who did not bow down to Esav. Now, if you'll tell me that Dina in fact was out and Naftali was in the box or whatever, one of the other Shvatim, then he should also be Zaycha to the Beis HaMikdash. The Cheshbon that only Binyamin is Zaycha to the Mokam HaMikdash is a Raya that Avada, all the Shvatim bow down, and Binyamin was the one that didn't bow down. Now there's a tremendous fight by Yehovek Ish Imayad Alei Sashachar, which Avada, this represents the confrontation between Klal Yisrael and Esav, the Yidden and the Goyim, all through the Golus. There are Mefarshim that say that this story happens on Leil Pesach. We blame that on a lot of different events that happen in Klal Yisrael, the Melchama of the Malachim, and various other events that happened. Look at the Pizmon in Ozrei, Nisan, Hiflesa, in Nirtza, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. But it doesn't stem. There's a lot of Cheshbonis why this doesn't work out. According to the Zohar, this actually happened on Yom Kippur, this confrontation. The Chasam Sofer has Cheshbonis that it actually happened on Tisha B'Av. It happened on Tisha B'Av. The Shoyrish of Vatoka B'Kafi Reichoy is Roimus on the fact that he was able to have Ashpon Yaakov, and that's where the Zman and the Mokam HaChorbin comes from. Now, people don't notice this, but we know that Yaakov's name changes to Yisrael. Avram changes to Avraham. Yitzchak doesn't change. Yitzchak's name stays as is, but Yaakov's name changes to Yisrael. The name Yisrael, if you go through the parashah, is given to him twice. First, the Sori Shel Esav gives him the name. Vayomer, he tells him, Lo Yaakov Ye'omer Eichim Chakim Yisrael, Ki Sarisim Alikim B'Manushim Batuchal. But later on in the parashah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nigla to Yaakov. Vayomer Le'elikim Shimcha Yaakov, Lo Yikori Shimcha Yaakov Ki Yisrael, Yishmecha Vayikor Shema Yisrael. There's a very tief, and you know, we hear this, the Mefarshim will talk about it, but it's two different shlavim, two different stages. The Satan is nichna to him and gives him the name Yisrael, and separately the Rebbeinu Shlom gives him the name Yisrael. The truth is, mitzad being mezgaber on the Satan, a little of a gematria, Yaakov and Satan together is gematria Yisrael. Yisrael is the name when Yaakov is mezgaber on Satan. Yaakov tzadamin mit Satan is Yisrael. Yaakov with Yisrael together, Yaakov Yisrael is gematria kras Satan. Yisrael is also the gematria of the Rosh HaTevis of the Esther Spheres. There are a few ways to work that out. Also, Yisrael, the Arizal says, has all the oifiyos of the names of the Imoith and the Abayis. Yisrael is the shlemus of all that the Imoith, Avram, Aleph, Yitzchak, Yud, Yaakov is a Yud, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, has the letters Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. So Yisrael, right now, as he's been given this name, is the shlemus from what all the Abayis and all the Imoith put in. Now, there's another thing going on over here about the Heofkus with the Sori Shel Esav. Represents about the Ad Aloy Sashachar, is Ad Ayelah Sashachar, told the Ace of Purim, which really represents until the Geulah Shleima. But on the other hand, it represents the Melchemes HaYetzer. And you have to know that as far as the Melchemes HaYetzer, it's very interesting. When Yaakov asks him his name, Lomazet Tish'at Lishmi, don't ask me my name, because the Yetzirah doesn't have a specific name. The Yetzirah comes in various forms, sizes, and shapes, and always different, and always in a koyach of dinyan, always in a way that you can't chop on. It's also because he hates a suffix. A molik is gematria suffix. The whole idea of not being clear, not giving clarity, and not being established, that's nichlal on what the Yetzirah is trying to be misgaber on us. Now there's a whole shine over here. When Yaakov is setting up the children, it says Vayosem es hashvachis es yaldein rishoina. There's Leah of Yilodeh acharoinim, and finally in the back, there's Rachel ves Yosef acharoinim. The pastors, he was putting the more important ones to him further back from the distance, from the Esav. it's Tzarech Ian. What happened to the plan of Shtei Machanois? They were supposed to be a day apart. Ki Yidua, the plan to be a day apart, says the Chanukah Satoirah, is because Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'Yom Echad, there was a Nevuah from Rivka that Yaakov and Esav would die on the same day. And therefore, Yaakov, in the end, it was. They were buried on the same day because Yaakov lay mace, and he was mace B'Shas Kavura, which was the same day that Esav had like a psik ratio. The Loi Michale happened to him. They're holding in that security. So, but Rivka had said this as an avuah. So Yaakov's plan is, I'm going to make two machanois, and Bayira Bayetzer, Shem Yeharik, Shem Yeharik, Mimonavshach. If Esav is matzliach to kill me, that means he has to die within the day. The second machan is a day apart, a day far away. By definition, Vaya Machana Shal Lefleita, because Esav, the Hagadorah, is also going to die that day. That was his plan. But suddenly, when it comes to Lamaisa, everyone's there together, and Hazoy is. Now, there's a famous Tosfos Yontif in Dmai in Perek Zayin. It says over here, you know, there's a question, this is again a few places, say the Kitzer, whenever you have a series of three things, so the first one is the first one, and the last one is the last one, but the middle one is in the middle, is it appropriate to call the middle one also the last one? As like in this Pusik. And then, you know, we're not finished yet, that's Rachel, that's Yosef, Acharoinim. You see, it's appropriate to use the word Acharoin to the second of three, even though the third one is going to be that. And this is Negeya because there were Apikorsim that wanted to say that since the Pasuk in Chagai, brought down in Baba Basra Dav Gimel, says, Godul Yi Ekvoid Habayis Hazeh Ha'acharay Min Arishay, this Pasuk is referring to the second Mikdash Lafuki, the first one, and it calls it Acharay Min Arishay. There are actually Mepharshim that say it's referring to the third one, Lafuki, the second one, and it's Nevuah La'asid, but it's not the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. And Pashup Shad is that the second Mikdash is going to be more than the first. And the Gemara Baba Asad explains, even though it was missing Chamisha Dvarim, but it lasted longer, 420 years instead of 410 years, and it was larger physically, in the sugi of Amatraxen over there. So, there were Apikorsim that said, Vaisai, there's no Mikta Shlishi, the Pasuk says, the Navi calls the Mikta Shini Acharoin, and the Raya over here is that it's not like that, it's allowed to say Acharoin. Another Raya that Tosfos Yontif brings is because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did Oysas and Moishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him with Tzaras, and his hand turning into ras, and then nochash, and then dam. It says, V'hoyim lo yaminu l'koil ha'ois ha'rishoyim, v'he aminu l'koil ha'ois ha'acharon. V'hoyim lo yaminu gam l'shnei ha'ois ha'elu, and then they're going to be mine, to the third ois. So you see that it can say acharon on the second one. There's a remez, I think the Chassam Sofer says, that's what it means in Parshas Boy, when it says, V'hoya ha'dam lochem lo'ois alabotem, which literally means in Mitzrayim, they put the dam on the door, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pass over the houses of the Eden, or by the Lashon Pasuk, V'hoya Hadam, L'Ois Alabotim. So the Dam, Moshe Rabbeinu's third Moifus of Dam, even though it already called the Tzaras Acharon, is L'Ois Alabotim. It's a good Ois for the Bati HaMikdash, that it could be a third Beis HaMikdash as well. Now it says, Vayisa Yaakov is Eino Vayar, and he sees there's the 400 people. It's Yadua from Rabbi Shulei Diskin. Rabbi Shulei Diskin had a gewaldike koyach to, with numbers. He pashut would see the amount of something without cheshbon. He was marvel on this. There's a famous maaseh. Someone came once b'shlichus for an inyan of pikuach nefesh that was negay a certain kehilah that was going to be in Gansen in trouble, and he looked at the letter right away in 2 seconds and started giving the shliach the answer. The shliach said, are you sure that the Rav read all the details? So he looked right away. He says, how many words in the letter? The shliach said, I don't know. He said, there's 137 words in the letter. That's what like, they used to say, he would look at a wall and say, there are 420 bricks, 170 leaves and something. And they wanted to test him. So he would say, there was a way, they would ask him, how many leaves in a tree? So he could say a number, you know, gay, frega, kasha. Shabbos. One of the kids would take off some of the leaves, count how many, and then ask him again, and he was again right. That was already the spoil. So the Rabbi Shulei, people want to spoil from him. So he said, what's this spoilers? Vayisa Yaakov is saying, Vayar, begini arba me'ezish. That's it. He picked up his head, he says 400. You know, not 398, not 402. He saw it was 400. So, Mizet Yaakov Avinu, as I said, Rabbi Shulei, that Yaakov Avinu also has this koyach. Now, we have to understand what happens over here. Yaakov was very frightened And all of a sudden, when Esav finally, what happened? Why and when and who caused that Esav turned into a tatalet? He was on the way to kill him. Where is the ma'apecha in sugya? What happened? Stam amoitz. Avada, what's munach over here, and it's a very important yesoid, is the night before, when Yaakov is being loichen with the Sori Shel Esav, that's where the real war is. The nitzachon on the Sori Shel Esav, which was avada, a ruchniyistik battle. It's a ruchniyistik battle. Right? I once heard a pshat, it says that at the end, Yaakov is to say, Leia al yirechoy. So Luchar, it looks like he didn't mamish win. He didn't mamish win. I mean, he came out limping. So there's a famous marshal with the Maggid of Minsk. He said there was a chess match between two very, very... the Meshunah, the people that knew, Begin Shach, they knew how to play. And one of them finally beats the other one. And the one that lost, who was the champion from before, he gets so upset, he gave the guy a... he zets him in the leg. And the guy walked out limping. He was the winner, but he walked out limping. I was like, hey, limping, he lost, he's a lot. There was a chess game over here. This day, Samuel de France in the leg. It's not that's money. Yeah, it's honest too. The same thing. The Melchama with the Sori Shel Esav over here, the Vayyavik Ishimoy, was on a much higher, deeper level of Vayyavik Ishimoy, some Ruchnis that could be Kuach, which Yaakov won. No, so the Sori Shel Esav was a sore loser. So then Gazetz in the first. That's not a prova that this wasn't a full knockout win. Of course he won. That's a Leil Yerechai. It's in their hair. Lamaisa, others learn now like that. That in this Seilei Al Yerechai licked Grace Zachin. The MS, I heard from another Gadol. He said it's a Moir Dekach. All the Doiris, the Yitzhahara, we said, he comes with different names. And over the hundreds of years of the Golis, he came with Shreklecha, Gzeris of Tachvetah, and the Holocaust, and all kinds of things. And also with all kinds of isms, all kind of ideas, different Mahalchim. In the door that we have now, it's Pashat Vayiga Bekafi Erech Yaakov. The less than a sign, and we're holding by the less than a sign, is in Ben Yerechov. That's where the Nesoyin is right now. This is his last stand. The Oyim has to buy status and realize that we're holding them. People look around, such Shrekel and Sons. The Bashef knows, this is the less than a sign. The Batiga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov. Again, like there's other job we said, okay, it was Taka Zaitige, Pekia, in the Kaf Yerech. Lamaisa, the Sforim say, I mean, Rashi thinks means it, Batiga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov. Is now that the story of Dina is going to happen. Someone has promised me that he chapped him and he caused now it's going to be the mice with Dina. Vatete Dina Basleya, Shechem takes her. Shimon and Levi come and kill out the whole city of Shechem. There's a machlokes rishonim, how to learn up the sugya. There's a lot of chalokim here to the sugya. In Rambam state, in Hilchas Balochim, there are tests in Rambam state. What was the story that the Anshei Shechem were Chayiv Misa. So Dr. Rambam, Shechem was Chayiv Misa because of Gezel. No, he stole Dina. That's why he's Chayiv, he had to kill the rest of the city. So Dr. Rambam, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Benoyach is Dinim. And Dinim means that they have to dan with Richti the courts. And in Benoyach, you don't need a Bezan of Sholosh or Shivim or whatever. A Yochid could be dan. So every single Yochid in the city that was not Dan Shechem is Chayiv Misa. Because a Benoyev is Chayiv Misa on Sheva Mitzvah Benoyev. One of them is Dinim, and every one of them didn't do Dinim. As I learned to Rambam, Afanor, the Melchus Malachim, Perak Yedalit. The Rambam in Chumashia brings this Rambam, he's Chaylik on it, he says a different shot. He says, Stamazay, they were Rishoyim. They were over Gimel Aveyers, they were over Sheva, they were Stamazay Rishoyim. The Rechaim of Yelim is a different shot, that it was a Din Roidif. That Be'etzim, they were only out to kill Shechem. But then the whole city attacked them, and then we did Roidif, they had to, you know, get out of it. That's another Mahalach. There's a mahalach from the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says that, you know, Shimon and Levi, they gave the Eitzah that they should be mal themselves. Now, there's a big question, what exactly was this Mila? It was Stamazai a trick to make them weak, to make it Shlishim Lamilosai. There was nothing to it. I heard once of Shad that they really wanted them to be Megayer because they knew that there's going to be a world war over here and they're going to really shmet them ois. But, you know, then comes the United Nations start saying that Yidden Hill Goyim, that's like makes a, that makes a headline, but if it's Yidden Hill Yidden, so that's why they wanted them to do Mila. But the Meshech Chochma says Faker. The Meshech Chochma says that the emissary wasn't a Geirus and it wasn't Mila. And that's why they chayiv Misa. Because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs been able is that a Goy can't do Chavala. And to be chayiv to yourself is also Chavala. So the actual fact that they did bris Mila to themselves is Chavala. So they chayiv Misa now for doing Chavala. There's another pshat from the Chedush Yarim. The Chedush Yarim says, we know that according to the Cheshbon, Shimon and Levi in this story had just become Bar Mitzvah. This is mavur because the Mishnah in Avos says in Perakei Mishnah Chafalef, then Shloish Yisrael Mitzvahs, and Rashi brings, and Bartanura brings, the Makar is because if you make the Cheshbon starting when Yaakov gave birth to Reuven, late Shimon, work out the numbers, he was by Lavan, he worked for the sheep, the whole thing, if you work it out, the Cheshbon now is that Shimon and Levi, Punk now, are becoming Bar Mitzvah. They're a few months apart, and Shimon and Levi are becoming Bar Mitzvah. Zok Techadush Yarin, their Bar Mitzvah Pshetel of Shimon and Levi, there was the Yisoid, and Zok HaYisoid. The Yisoid was that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. We learned that from the Pasuk in Parshas Noach. Yom V'Layla Lo Yishboisu. So Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. That a Ben Noach who keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Now Shabbos is an ois. Shabbos is an ois, and it's only Shabbos to the Yidden. And if a guy tries to take on that ois, Chayiv Misa, or result the Chiddush Yerim that the Chiddush of Shimon and Levi, they said a word that Bris Mila is also an ois, and Akum Shemal is also Chayiv Misa. That was their Chiddush. That was their Dvar Torah. Now they didn't just stand state the Dvar Torah. They, you know, hands-on experience. They wanted to fear ois the vert. The vert was Akum Shemol Chayiv Misa. So they were Machayiv and Misa. That was the chelik of the mahalach of the sugya. Yeah, now we have later, we said, we're going to jump here to the end. We have the whole story over here of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Yisrael. Yes, yeah, so there's one or two things I want to spell out over here. I mean, you have the Alufei Esav, you have to know. Is really a gross inyan of the Kabbalah. It represents Tifus Achen for those that know. And it has to do with Fabrius Oil and the different Kalim and the Klippus. It's big in Yonim, Ein Shem. Akoponim, there's two sukkis that I want to just tell them. Oh, yeah. Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Mosar. B'nei Leia, B'char Yaakov, Reuven, Mishim, Leia, Yehuda. Yeah, it says the names. It calls them b'nei Yaakov, actually. But right before that, it says we don't exactly understand the story. Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav Esbil Pilegish Oviv. The chait of Reuven, we don't know exactly. But whatever the sugi is over here, there's a very mechudish to kipshat. I heard it from the Goyim. The Goyim says that it doesn't mean Vayishkav Esbil. Reuven was a little child at this point. Make the cheshbon, he was a few years old, and he was making noise. He was chepering. Yaakov was with Bilah. Yaakov was planning to create another shade, another child. And because Reuven shtered, he made noise, and he shtered the Indian. So Vayishkev is Bilah Pelegesh Aviv, Vayishkev is Yisrael here, so they can't do it. Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar, Memela, you left, there's only 12. There would have been a 13th. There was supposed to be a 13th. The Pagam of Reuven was that there wasn't the 13th. So he's up to go, interesting shot. Now there's one other thing here. It says, Vayisa Yisrael, it keeps on switching it back, Yaakov Yisrael, Vayisa Yisrael, Vayet Ohaloi Me Holo L'Migdal Eder. Hala is, you know, if you ask a taxi driver, where you have to go, Yashar, Yashar, Hala. Yeah, Hala means Vizakman. Further on, yonder. So Yaakov Yisrael made his Oihel Hala L'Migdal Eder. The Targum Yoinison says that this place, Hala L'Migdal Eder, is the Mokem where Mashiach is going to come. In the Gula Sida, now that it's called Yisrael, and we're going to see that in the next parashiyas, you know, because Yaakov Leisha Vishalva already represents that in the Maisa of Sim and Labanim, we're already past the Yaakov wants already to have the Maisa of Sim and Labanim of the Gula Sida, but instead it's Kapitza of the Ruzel Shal Yosef. The real story starts. We're finished with the Maisa of Sim and Labanim. But we're gearing near the end over here. This represents where the Gula is going to come from. Tarbin Yoinison says, Mefurish, Holo L'Migdal Eder, Asra Demitamon, Asa Dizgali Malka Meshicha, and the Pirush Yoinison brings, based on a pasuk in Micha, that this is somewhere between Chevron and Beis Lechem. Somewhere between Chevron and Beis Lechem is this area that is where the Geula, where the Mavasar is going to come. Chevron, without the Vav, is Gematria 260. It's the same Gematria as Eliyahu and Pinchas together. It's Eser Havayis. And the Zohar also talks about the fact that Mashiach is going to come from Beis Lechem. It has something to do with this Hala L'Migdal Eder. And as I said before, in quite a few Makairis. Lamais in Rambam, in Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perak Yudal, Aloch Yudbeis, the Rambam says that the Lishkas HaGozis is in the Mokam HaMikdosh, and then it went into Golis, they went into Asorah Goliois, the last place where the Mikdosh, the Asorah Goliois, they went to Tveria, Umishom Le'omad Bezdan HaGodol, and we have a Kabbalah, it's up to Rambam, in Hilchas Yad HaZokah. Rambam, Kabbalah he b'yadeinu she'tver yasidim la'asar l'tchilas ha'geula. The Radvaz Betzim brings that it's, there's a different medrash that said it's going to be in the Galil, another place that says Tzvas. I'm not exactly sure, but like the Rambam, it's going to be in Tveria. How does that stem with Tistag and Yoings, and that it's going to be in Hebron or Beis Lechem? And what's more, we have the Medrash. Melech HaMashiach is Oymen al Gag Beis HaMikdash. Ba'oymen lehem liYisrael anovim higiyaz man gulaschem. The Achroinim deal with this stira. There is a mahal to say that one is Mashiach ben Yosef, one is Mashiach ben David. A brisk halach tzvei dinin ken zayin. And this also we say teku. Just it's interesting, because last week I said that the yeshiva of Shem Be'Aver and of Yitzchak were all in Be'er Sheva, because Mi Be'er Sheva has the letters Shein, Aver, and Av. Someone asked me that he was in Tzfas, and there's a sign that it says by a certain cave, here is the place of the yeshiva Shein Be'Aver. I don't know what the answer to that is, although we did say the week before that the Berachos of Yitzchak was able to be also on Pesach and also on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if that connects to this. But Akoponim, Lagabi the Gula, Sido, we have various Makairis in Rambam state, Tveria, the Radvaz brings Tzfas, the Zoyer state, Beis Lechem, the Targum Yonis in the parasha says Chevroin. And we have Bechozeis, Gemaras, and Medrashim that say Yerushalayim. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zoicha, Din Sfas, because then Yerushalayim, whoever understood that, and we should be Zoicha to the Gula Sida.